And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hi everybody, welcome to you right around Australia, whether you're joining us on the Macquarie Network from Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth. Greetings, it's your Sunday tune-up, Ed Phillips here. With the House of Wellness, we're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous and get excited about Christmas, which is only, I don't want to do the sleeps because it's stressful, but not a whole lot left. Joined by the lovely Daily Edition host, Sally Obermeyer from Channel 7. Hi, Sal.
Hello and happy Sunday, everybody.
And in the flesh, as I live and breathe alongside me, our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Hello, Ed. Hello, Sally. Sally, it's lovely to see you. I've been with him for days. Frankly, it's been a struggle.
You poor thing. We did a few days recording our sort of summer series of the House of Wellness TV show, then the House of Wellness Christmas party last night.
Oh,
you left
wow.
very, very dapper still before 9 o'clock, I think.
Well, it's an age thing.
and to confirm that, I left about 9:30. Knowing we'd be up here bright and early anyway. But so we've wrapped out the year. This is the last sort of bit of me, I think. Or no, we'll do next week as well, won't we, on the radio, Gerald?
Of course we will.
Yeah. Okay.
And if we don't, I'll call you.
We're back next week.
And if you can't get enough of Gerald, or indeed Sal, just a phone call away, 131-873 from wherever you're listening to us right around the country, 131-873. Give us a buzz. Our experts are here because we can answer questions about health, prescriptions, any nasty aches or pains, give you some great options. And maybe it's not just a pill we're talking about. It could be something as simple as some herbal remedies, perhaps something lovely in your diet. And to that end, we're going to fill up our tummies with something delicious from you a bit later on. So.
Completely. Can't yeah.
Wait. Do I detect pastry?
Oh, no. Sorry to let you down.
That's the only reason I'm here.
I know. I should have done a pie, given you're here. I'm doing one pot pasta today.
Okay.
Now, you know, if you think of pasta, typically you would cook the pasta, you know, in a pot by itself. Then you do the sauce in another pot, and then you might put them together. This is, it's under 15 minutes, which I love. It's a bit of a secret, it's a hack. So, you know, like a kind of, I don't know, how would you define a hack? A hack is, I guess, a cheat's way of doing something. So I'll show you how to do this, and there's a bit of a method to it. So there's a trick in it, so I'll share that with you a bit later on.
Oh, okay. I can't wait for that. Yeah. 131-873 as well as our number. Love to hear from you. By the way, all our callers going to air today, get in the draw for the $100 gift voucher, which is a very timely gift for yours to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country. 131-873. We're building up to Christmas, but ironically, guys, can be quite a risky time. The stats show we have a higher incidence of heart attack in this lead-up time.
Sad,
through New Year's.
Isn't it?
What's the theory behind that? Is it diet? Is it the partying? Is it
probably stress?
Yeah. You
know, a lot of people get very stressed even during a sporting event. People have heart attacks at sporting events. In fact, I know people that won't go to a live sporting event because the stress that they put on themselves, particularly if they're past players or something, they just can't cope with it anymore.
Too intense.
Yes.
Well, we were talking just last week, weren't we, about how a lot of people go to their GP and don't tell the GP the truth, up to 80% of people. And I imagine once you've had a heart attack episode, then revisiting that with regular checkups is also a bit stressful too, right?
Well, the fascinating part is that when you have been in hospital having had a heart attack, so a lot of people actually don't follow up all that well, Ed, and readmission to hospitals after a cardiovascular event is quite common, about 40% of people.
It's that high?
That's high.
Isn't that, is it a sad reflection on the system or a sad reflection on a lack of communication where we don't say, right, here's your appointment, you've got to turn up.
Well, you know, my dad had a heart attack, and it's funny you say this. I think he's probably, touch wood, he hasn't had a reoccurrence, but he's a candidate for it, and I say to him all the time. So I felt like in the period after his heart attack, he was very, you know, use the term well-behaved. You know, he ate all the right things.
Men
exercised.
Are always well-behaved,
yeah.
Come on.
And as the years have gone by, I feel like it's become a distant memory, and he's become a lot more lax, and he's his eating has become much worse. His exercise has become negligible. So it's interesting, in the shorter term, he was doing everything he could to avoid a reoccurrence, and the further away it's become, it's almost like it never happened.
You need to keep on his case as your little Christmas gift to him.
Yeah.
And it's just, blokes, as we've often talked about across the year, we are the worst for just thinking about the ramifications of not doing the simple stuff.
Yep.
He's got no excuse for not eating well with you and the family.
Yeah.
Exercise and social interaction. Has he got, if he's got mates that he catches up with, that's
a start.
He's
very social. He's very, very social. I think that's what leads to all the eating and drinking.
Okay.
Too social.
Two-pronged thing, too. I mean, the medications after a heart episode are quite, as high-tech as they get.
Yeah.
But you're saying also the mental facing up to the, I guess, revisiting the process of the heart attack by following up with a cardiologist or doctor.
Absolutely.
It's stressful, too.
Yeah, it is. We do. Just that single stat, 40% of people are readmitted after a visit to hospital. Now, that's 4 out of 10.
Wow.
We can do better.
If that was cancer, we'd all be up in arms.
Yes, of course we would be.
So we would be a lot more,
We'd be more concerned saying, where is the education to stop this happening?
As a nation, what are we doing?
Yes, but we're not doing that with cardiovascular people. Well, so it's a little thing we need to revisit at Christmas time.
We will discuss that at length. Josh Knight's going to join us, a research fellow from Melbourne Uni, after the break as well. And we'd love to get some more of your calls. 131873 is our number. Let's go to Tammy first up in Wonga Park. And Vic, hi Tammy, welcome to the House of Wellness.
Thank you.
How can we help you, Tammy?
Well, I'm a fit, healthy person in my weight range. I'm 58. Mm-hmm. I hydrate well. I sleep well. I eat very healthy. I smoothie. I green. My veggies are huge. Apparently, I have a stressed liver, and I'm very concerned about why.
It's an interesting word, stressed liver, because that doesn't really tell you much, does it?
Mm.
Normally, Tammy, we talk in liver health. We talk about a thing called a non-alcohol-related fatty liver.
Yes.
So it's a build-up of fat around the liver. And it's caused by carbs. Even though we say it's fatty liver, it's actually caused by carb intake.
Yes.
So cut back on your carbs a little.
Yep.
It's a little hard to do at this time of the year, but cut back on carbs and start on a herb called milk thistle.
Yes, I know it. Yes.
It is a brilliant way of supporting your liver enzymes, and you can take that every day. So there's no need to take it just until things are better. As a supporting herb, Ed has written that down as well,
milk
because
thistle,
his liver gets a bit of a thrashing at this time of
year. It makes me think of Tigger from Winnie the Pooh, and he said, oh, thistle, that's what Tigger's like best. And he ate it, and he had all those prickles in his mouth. I always laugh with the milk thistle.
Well, there you go, Tammy. There's something from left field for you. But milk thistle.
How my brain works, Tammy, I'm sorry.
You can take that twice a day, and you will be surprised how quickly your liver enzymes all get back to normal readings.
Wonderful. And is dandelion tea good as well?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's not the most flavoursome tea. It's a bit of an acquired taste. And from a vegetable perspective, I bet if you go to the House of Wellness website, Sally will have vegetables dishes with Brussels sprouts, broccoli, all
plenty.
Those, liver.
I'm very lucky. I love them all.
Well, there
that's
you go.
Great.
Keep those up, Tammy.
All
and
right.
Thanks
Thank
for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank
Pleasure.
You.
Thanks, Tammy. 131873. You can tell I read a lot to my sons. You should try that, Grandpa. That's good fun.
I do.
That's what Tiggers do
I
best.
Read to Philippa.
Let's take a little break. More of your calls after this here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Relieve allergies with Azonair and spoil your team with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold from Chemist Warehouse.
Oh, and we've got to tell you about this amazing prize that any sports fan would love to win. It's a Spartan cricket bat signed personally by cricket legend Michael Clark. It could be yours thanks to Wagner Vitamins and Chemist Warehouse. All you have to do is purchase $30 worth, just $30 worth of Wagner Vitamins from Chemist Warehouse, and you could be the lucky winner. Now, you can choose from an excellent range of Wagner products like their triple strength omega-3 fish oil. We've chatted about liver detox, CoQ10 from Wagner, evening primrose oil, and super bio magnesium, my favourite. And there's a whole stack more as well. So for your chance to get your hands on a signed piece of Aussie cricket memorabilia, head to Chemist Warehouse. Make life your greatest century with Wagner Vitamins. T's and C's apply on this one. See you in store for details. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Nice to have your company. It's Ed Phillips here, joined by Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermater. Excited about Christmas arriving. It's a wonderful time of the year, but can be really stressful. And as we touched on a little earlier, according to research, more people have heart attack incidences and indeed die of heart attacks around this Christmas and New Year holiday period more than any other time of the year. So we're joined by Josh Knight, who is the lead research fellow at Melbourne Uni, to find out more about the causes possibly. Josh, nice to be with you, mate.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Why is Christmas having such an effect on our population, I wonder?
Yeah, well, that was kind of what we were looking into, actually. So this Christmas effect has actually been seen in overseas populations as well. Mm-hmm. So you get a blip Christmas time, but it had been almost exclusively seen in Northern Hemisphere populations where it's tied into the peak at during the middle of winter. So we were wondering whether it was something to do with the weather or something like that. So we looked at the New Zealand population, actually. And what we saw was, because it's in the middle of summer, we're in the sort of the seasonal low point, but we get this sort of real up spike. So what we could say from our research is it almost certainly wasn't the weather. So it's something else going on. And from our research, we can sort of get a few clues as to what it might be. And it's likely to be a few things, actually. So one of them is likely to be that people travel a lot around Christmas time. So they're further away from medical services. Some people travel to, remote areas where you don't have access to emergency services. And we actually saw this effect only in people outside of hospitals. So we didn't really see the effect inside hospitals. So it's also possible that some people are being released from hospital over the Christmas period to be with their family, and they might be relatively unwell people. And what it does is it might be that because they don't have the immediate access to really the amazing care you get inside hospitals, that they might die very slightly earlier. So it's probably some combination of three. Mm-hmm. And then there's some other background ideas like it's clearly a stressful time of the year for many people. So it's probably going to be some sort of multifactorial thing, but at least a few things we can look at and maybe intervene with.
What about eating or drinking excessively? Does that have any effect?
It's likely to have some effect, but I don't know that it's going to be the major thing that we see here, because we see the spike really quite distinctly starting around the 25th and going through to the 7th of January.
Okay.
And, I mean, I've been at work parties, so my relatively unhealthy eating and the like has started well before the 25th. you kind of expect that effect to blur a little bit into December. So, one of the major causes of CVD type events is diet over a lifetime, but doesn't quite have such an immediate effect as in the space of a few days or a few weeks.
Sure. So, Josh, the message you're giving us, if you've got someone who's taking medications, make sure that they've got adequate supplies over the holiday period. If you've got people who you feel or are aware that they're not getting their exercise programs and they're probably eating too much and becoming a little more sedentary, that's important. But also, too, just make sure that they don't get stressed about anything. So it's a combination, as you said, of all those things.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's a few. So we could build some hypotheses. We've got to go have a look and see if we can prove any of them. But, I mean, I think one of the things you mentioned was having access to medication. I'd say also having access to, knowing where your nearest hospital is.
If
you're in a, if you're in a city you're not terribly familiar with.
Yeah.
If people are feeling symptomatic, they may, if they're in a different city, they don't know the GP, they don't know any of the medical services, delay going, they'll go, I'll get it sorted when I get home.
Sure.
Maybe don't think about that, seek the medical care you wish.
Sure.
Or you feel you need, like you would at home. So I think it's a lot about the sort of removing the uncertainty about accessing medical care, which could be quite a key factor to prevent.
And just, can I follow up with another little suggestion, please, that if you are, for anyone listening, if you're away from home, take a list of your medications with you, put them in a couple of copies, so that if ever you find that there's a little issue that arises, you've got a copy. I see so many people that can't remember what they're taking.
A little photo on your phone. A little photo on your
phone.
Always great to save that as a document.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're not blaming the pork crackling, because I'm sort of looking forward to that too. Gerald touched on stress too, and indeed sporting event stress, because it's, you know, things ramp up for the summer holidays too. Is it able to quantify and measure the stressors that might be contributing here too?
Well, we were looking at mortality records, so we're looking at death records. So it's a little bit hard to assess kind of what factors that are difficult to observe. So we can observe the location, we can observe gender, age, things like that. From our data, we found it hard to see anything which would, you know, it didn't report that you were at a cricket match and it was close final innings. So we weren't really able to tease out a lot of that stuff. There is definitely some research out there which says that societal stress, you know, family pressures, things like that, does have some influence. So, again, we weren't able to observe that. But I mean, I think what we're going to eventually come down on is that there's going to be a range of things which contribute to it. Some of which we're able to help with, like the emergency care, and some of which we're going to be much more difficult to intervene with. So interesting to sort of separate them out and see where we can help really quite far,
okay,
in terms of making minor changes, and some which, you know, I don't know that we're going to be able to solve the family stress around Christmas time anytime.
Yes, it does ramp up. And this 5-day torture of the first test match too, when I'm not going fabulously, sets the scene for summer, doesn't it? It's going to build up. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate the insight, my friend. Have a safe and healthy Christmas from us here at the House of Wellness.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Nice to chat to you. Okay, 131873 is our number. Let's grab a quick call. Ruth standing by in beautiful Macrae in Victoria down the Mornington Peninsula. Morning to you, Ruth.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, everybody.
Morning,
good
morning. Ruth. How can we help, Ruth?
Gerald, I was just wanting to know, I'm not sure whether I've got vertiginous migraine or menias, and for years I've been taking ginkgo for the tinnitus. I had to have a cataract surgery recently. I had to stop the ginkgo. Since then, had a TIA and have been started on low-dose aspirin. Can I recommence the ginkgo?
Look,
the tinnitus is driving me nuts.
Is it, in theory, Ruth, there is a theoretical interaction between the two. Now, it is theoretical, though, because it's been shown that there are many extracts of ginkgo, particularly the one that's called EGB761, where there isn't an interaction that's been proven. So what you can do, once you've started stabilising, or you've been stabilised on your aspirin dose, you can resume the ginkgo, but keep an eye out for easy bruising. So if you find you're bruising more easily than normal, I just think you're going to have to cut back on the ginkgo, which is a bit hard. You could take half a tablet of the EGB761, probably that's what you could do for a start anyway. And don't hesitate to just keep me posted through the House of Wellness website. Drop me an email perhaps in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much for your
Thank
help.
You, Ruth, Thank and you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks for calling. You're in the draw for our $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher, as well as will all our callers be who get to wear. 131873 as our number. The website that Gerald mentioned, by the way, is houseofwellness.com.au. Along the top, there's an Ask tab, and there's tabs to go and watch the TV show, listen to the radio show, get Sal's wonderful recipes and whole stack of health tips as well. Let's take a little break. More of your calls on the other side of this on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Relieve hay fever with Azanair and spoil your team with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, walking around the stores now, it's certainly looking a lot like Christmas, isn't it? No question about that. And now is the time to head into Chemist Warehouse and get that special someone, maybe a beautiful new fragrance so they can smell a lot like Christmas. Here's some options. Revlon Charlie Blue 100ml, just $7.99. There's Ralph Lauren Polo Blue and Polo Red. The 30ml is $29.99 each. Jimmy Choo Blossom, the 100ml, is $59.99. Or the Jimmy Choo Eau de Parfum 100ml, same, $59.99. Sarah Jessica Parker has the NYC or Lovely fragrance. The 30ml is just $12.99 each. And Giorgio Armani, the Acqua di Gio. You like the Italiano? The 100ml, just $89.99. Some great options. All the big brand fragrances are all available at Chemist Warehouse. And there's a special scent in the air right now at Chemist Warehouse. It's the real House of Fragrances this Christmas. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And our experts are here for your calls, 131873 from wherever you're listening, right around the country, 131873. Greta, greetings to you in Canterbury this morning. Hello.
Hi, Gerald. How are you?
Greta, we're all well, thanks. How can we help you?
Oh, good. Yes. During that tremendous heat wave, I developed an enormous heat rash top to toe. What can I do to calm it down?
How is it now, Greta?
It's abating.
Slowly going?
Yes.
Okay. There's some stuff called Ego Pine Tarsol. And if you've had children, you would have used that back in chickenpox days. Pine Tarsol comes as a gel. It also comes as a solution that you can put in the bath, Greta. And essentially you soak in that and it takes all the heat out of your skin.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, great.
And on the bits that get really hot and really annoying, like armpits and things like that, you can dust yourself with a powder called the 3B. So number 3, capital B for Betty. And you can dust that on the areas. There are always some spots on your body that irritate like blazes, and that'll settle it down very, very quickly.
What's happening to us, mate? Why are we getting these rashes in the heat?
I think because certainly in the capital cities, in Sydney and in Melbourne, they come out of the blue, Ed. We don't get a chance to acclimatise. Mm. So we're particularly in Melbourne, where we get a couple of seasons in a day, it is alleged.
In the old days, I feel like there was this sort of steady increase as the weather sort of slowly got warmer and slowly got warmer. Whereas exactly what you're saying now, I feel like one day it's like so hot, the next day you need a jumper, and then 3 days later it's boiling again. So there's this sort of rapid up and down.
And remember, in the old days, which well before my time, there weren't the air conditioning options and the heating options. Mm. So we tended to have to dress more sensibly for those times.
Yes, totally.
So that's probably why. But that'll fix it, Greta, and get it back under control very quickly for you.
Oh, thank you, Gerald.
Thanks for calling.
Much.
Good luck, good luck. I hope you have a happy Christmas as well. Let's dive into the kitchen and just get over a hot stove right now, but not too many pots by the look of things. Sal, we're going to do something, a little one-pot wonder from you.
One-pot wonder. Now, you know I love a one-pot wonder because I'm all about minimal cleaning up, and also I'm all about shortcuts in the kitchen.
So hacks.
Hacks, that's right. Because why be in there for longer than you need to be? So, as I said earlier, typically when you're doing a pasta, you would cook the pasta in a pot by itself, and then you would, you know, make a sauce in another pot. This way you do them together. And what you do is, so let me just run you through first what you need. Okay. And you're going to put all of these ingredients in one pot. You get one red capsicum and you dice it up nice and kind of, you know, fine. Mm-hmm. Two tomatoes, chunky, just dice them up nice and chunky. A punnet of cherry tomatoes, which is really nice, and just throw them in whole. You'll get a cup of basil leaves, same, throw them in whole. You'll get a tablespoon of chopped garlic. Now, you can use fresh if you want. If you've got a jar of garlic, that's fine too. You can use that. Mushrooms are beautiful, so I use a cup of mushrooms and I quarter them. Get two red onions and dice them. Then you need a bag of spaghetti. You'll just literally pop that in as well, the dried spaghetti. Just put that into your pot. 4 cups of water, and in it all goes. That's it.
Literally. At the same time.
At the same time. Okay. Now, I know it seems counterintuitive, right? Yeah, it seems wrong.
Even I could do that.
So you bring it to the boil and you stir it. And as the water kind of evaporates, just add in a really generous slug of olive oil. You know, just be generous because that'll kind of help everything kind of separate, not stick together. Add your salt, add your pepper at this point. Have a little taste. If you want more garlic, add it here. If you want a little bit more kind of dried Italian herbs, add them here. It takes about 10 or 11 minutes to cook. It's pretty quick. And once it's ready, if you want, I like to add a little bit of feta. Now, I know feta is not typically Italian, but
no,
what that does,
the
I know
there,
you've, I know I've gone kind of fusion, but what it does is it kind of makes the sauce sort of creamy.
Yes.
That's it. Good. It's done.
Now, the only way to gauge pasta readiness at my house is, of course, to pick some out of the pot and fling it to the wall. You're going to have bits of capsicum and mushroom also on the splash pack.
Good luck at your house.
Yeah. How do you tell if your pasta's ready?
I eat it.
Okay.
I taste it.
Why didn't we think of it?
Yes.
It's not as exciting as picking it up and throwing it at the wall.
I know. You can tell you guys don't clean up at your house. That's why.
Yeah. Well, when you're mopping up the wall because of your splashback testing, that takes the joy away.
Sounds lovely.
Now, we go fast with these, we know, but we have these recipes on our website, houseofwellness.com.au. There's the recipe tab there. And Sal will have that one-pot pasta wonder there ready for you to save time. I love a little kitchen hack to save your time and then just leave you more time to go and eat it and enjoy it. Love to get some more of your calls. 131 873. Why don't we come to Tanya, who's in Geelong this morning. Hi, Tanya.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
I've got an ongoing problem with my nails. I've had a fungal infection underneath them.
Oh, they hang around for so long, don't they, Tanya?
And I've used nearly every medicament, every tincture.
Yes.
They come out little white spots, then you get black spots.
Mm-hmm.
I can't use nail polish. I've got to keep my nails very short. Is there something that I can treat them with?
There's a couple of minerals for a start, Tanya. The main one is silica. And silica comes in various forms. The best form is in a liquid gel that you take once a day that your pharmacy will have. The product, it's been around for about 40 years in Australia. It's called Gordocom, Tanya.
Gordocom.
I bet you haven't used that because it's so simple and so traditional. It's been overtaken by a lot of the more modern products that often don't give us the same results. So Gordocom. And
okay.
It comes with a little brush. You put it on twice a day. Be patient, Tanya. It may take 6 to 9 months of continual treatment. You can wear nail polish, but take it off as soon as you've come back from whatever event you're attending, and then you still can go out looking flash.
Thank you very much. I will try that.
Thank you. Yeah, and just be patient, Tanya, and don't hesitate to give me some feedback.
Thank you.
In this world of quick fixes, we demand immediate results. That's
a
slow fix, though, for this type of treatment, isn't
well,
it?
Well, nails, these things have got to grow out, Ed, so it does take time.
Yeah.
And it's the same with hair, which I know is not a challenge for you, but hair grows very, very slowly.
Love your work, GQ. Love to hear from you. 131873. Any questions for our experts? We are just a phone call away here at the House of Wellness, and after this break, more to come.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Relieve allergies with Azonair and spoil your team with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, turmeric, as we know, comes from the root of the curcuma longa plant. It's long been used in Chinese and Indian medicine practices as an anti-inflammatory agent that indeed may temporarily relieve the pain of arthritis and mild osteoarthritis. It may also reduce joint inflammation and swelling and thereby increase joint mobility and movement. It's a wonderful thing. Turmeric's also believed to help relieve the symptoms of medically diagnosed IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Right now, Healthy Care Turmeric 100 caps are only $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed, and of course, if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Wonderful turmeric, so many uses and benefits there, and we're here to find your way to better health. 131-873 is our number. Heaney's been standing by patiently in Heidelberg. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. Heaney, how can we help?
Yes, Gerard. I got problem with my ears. I got the echo
plus
the tinnitus.
An echo,
and then
yeah.
The doctor gave me the spray for the Nasonex.
Yes. Did that make
I
a difference, Heaney?
Only a couple of months. It doesn't work. Can you give me another?
Doesn't make a difference. I've got two suggestions for you, Heaney.
Yes.
The first is you get from your pharmacy some saline that's called isotonic saline. I know that's a long word, isotonic.
Yeah.
But it can't have a preservative in it. It's got to be preservative free.
Yeah.
Now, if you use that night and morning and then you use your Nasonex, that's going to give you a far better result.
This isotonic is the same spray?
Yeah, it's an irrigation, Heaney. So it comes in a little bottle, and you basically are washing your nose out to allow the Nasonex to work more correctly.
It helps for the echo in the
ear? It does. Now, it will, particularly if you use an extract of ginkgo, and if you could write down EGB, for egg, G for Gerald, B for Betty, 761, and you take one of those each day, and that's the specific extract of ginkgo biloba for tinnitus.
And then this for the ginkgo, any interaction with medication?
No, not that particular one. You will be fine.
Okay.
And so the saline use first, then the Nasonex, and you take once each morning that particular extract of ginkgo.
All right, good luck with that. Some good follow-up questions she had too. Joanne, we're coming to you in Roselands. Good morning, Joanne.
Hello, Joanne.
I've got a bit of a query. First off, a couple of things. That thing you were saying for the lady to use for the nails, is that for the feet as well?
Yes, any nail infection.
Okay. Now, the other thing is turmeric and all these herbs that you talk about. Mm. The problem is a lot of us are sensitive to a lot of chemical foods. In fact, there's a show on this afternoon called Intolerant Cooks that I'll be interested to watch, all about intolerant foods. So I'm with a dietitian from RPA, but there's a lot of things like that. I'd love to be able to use thistle and the things you were talking about, but what do? We can't use them. I'm sensitive to all those types of things.
Well, it gets back to gut health, doesn't it, Joanne? And we, if only we could nail why there is increasing sensitivity across the board with people who are sensitive to these things. Chemicals in food. I was only reading this morning, interestingly, that people who live in Alaska, children in Alaska, are being poisoned by chemicals from the snowmelt, DDT especially, and their levels of DDT in their in their bloodstream are very high because of the melting snow. Now, so, look, I'd hate to think what's going to happen in years to come, Joanne.
An irritable bowel is part of all this. I mean, even lactose-free milk doesn't even stop you getting wind now, which things that when you're younger, I guess, when you're older, you're more sensitive to.
Sure.
But luckily, I do a lot of things to help pain and inflammation. But good. I'd love to be able to take some of the things naturally, not that I'm taking drugs. But, you know, looking towards the future when you're a lot older, because I'm sort of getting there, not as old as you at the moment. Yes. But, you know, it's just frustrating because there's so many good herbal natural things that I'd like to be able to take, and I'm sure a lot of other people would.
Yep.
But if you're sensitive, and it's different to an allergy because it's more of a build-up of chemicals.
Yes.
So it's, I mean, I've been, you know, knowing about all these intolerances things since the 80s, but it's just knowing what can I do. You know, I'm going to consult the dietitian again, but it's very frustrating knowing what you can use. So you've just everything's trial and error. It's the same with food.
Yeah, but you need to understand, Joanne, there is a difference between a raw herb that you're buying and a herb that's been prepared in a way to easily cross the gastrointestinal barrier. And you mentioned turmeric. Many people are sensitive to, it's a spice, so many people are sensitive to that. But there is an aqueous extract of turmeric. So it's a water soluble. It's been changed a little where the risk of a sensitivity is practically none.
And it's the chemicals, like the colourings. And
Well, you've got to stay...
You've got to consider everything, preservatives, additives, flavours,
absolutely.
And the salicylates, it is so complicated.
It's a different world out there, Joanne, so it's a matter of just being careful. And any time you want to send me an email for lists about things, I'm sure you've got just as much info as I have.
Can you go on the website if I don't have an email? Is there any other way of getting information that way?
Yes, you can go onto the House of Wellness website, and there's a contact part there.
Great. And I'd like you to be able to talk about neck problems. I know a lot of people talk about back. I'm Dr. Ross Walker, because there's a lot of complications with neck
and
how it affects all the arms and really travels, and you've got referred pain. So there's a lot of other subjects I hope you can...
We will work our way through them, Joanne, I promise.
Our producer is writing the list down of your requests.
She's into page two already.
I mean, she mentioned sensitivities. Australia and New Zealand have one of the highest incidences of allergies, too, in the world.
They are.
So we can look
at that
as well.
And we don't know why it's happening.
Yeah, interesting stuff. All right, appreciate your call. We'll get to more of them. 131873 is our number. We've got time for Vanessa, who's in Hawthorne. Morning to you, Vanessa.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, Gerald. How are you going?
We're all well, thank you, Vanessa. We're all in the festive spirit here.
I kept getting bitten by mosquitoes, and they're like little mosquito bites, and they come up in big red welts, and they're so itchy, and the tissue underneath them bites become swollen, and I've tried dingoes, ice packs, and anti-itch cream, and it's just not helping the itch and the redness.
So the first thing, Vanessa, is to reduce your risk of getting bitten. So you, hopefully you've got something appropriate there as a mosquito repellent. It's fascinating to me that people, there's either those who are attractive to a mosquito and those who aren't.
I know.
And it's so annoying if they love you, Vanessa, but it means the people around you aren't being bitten quite so much.
And they want to hang around you more than ever.
So to treat it, so reduce the risk and reapply, that's the first. And if you're using a sunscreen, sunscreen first, mosquito repellent next.
Okay.
Can I just ask, what about those mosquito coils?
If you read the advertising, they seem to be God's gift to mosquito repellents. So I guess you've got to give it a try.
Yeah.
Give it a try.
But from what I understand is they work, but you have to be in the, like, you really need to be in the vicinity, yes, you know. So it's like, yes, you know, they don't sort of work from room to room. You need to have them in each one, one in each room or whatever.
Yeah, and again, if they love you, mosquitoes, they'll search you out.
Yes.
So to you can buy, Vanessa, from your pharmacy, some hydrocortisone, but not cream, buy ointment and rub it on the bite, and it will take the itch away straight away.
Oh, thank you.
So hydrocortisone ointment, and from an antihistamine perspective, get quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N.
Antihistamines I'm not allowed to take.
Why?
Because I had some reaction to one many years ago, and I can't.
Okay.
Can't remember.
This quercetin, interesting, has come from the skin of fruit. So it's not a chemical antihistamine.
And what was the name?
Quercetin. Q-U. Everything that starts Q-U is
quality.
Quality.
Hmm.
Quigley. Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. Quercetin.
Okay.
And it is a brilliant antihistamine for where, and that's what the itch is. There's histamine released in your cells that causes the itching, and it's a vicious cycle thereafter. So we may have made you a happier person over summer.
Hope so, Vanessa.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Vanessa.
We'll take a break. We'll make it quick. Quigley, we'll be back with more after this on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Relieve hay fever with Azanair and spoil your team with the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold from Chemist Warehouse.
Beaming across the country this Sunday morning on 2GB, 3AW, 4BC, 5AA and 6PR. Nice to have your company here. This is the Macquarie Network and the House of Wellness. It is A to Z of vitamins time. At a time when we start to add a lot of extra calories to our diets with the Christmas festivities, don't we? Your body probably needs a little bit of help.
Well, when I saw what you were eating last night, Ed, at our little breakup, I just shook my head. And it's all the more reason to look at nutritional gaps that crop up. So a multivitamin at this time of the year, more important than ever, particularly with children because they're worn out. You see with yours, they've had a big year at school. Very sensitive, excited about Christmas.
Yes.
So things like fish oil for the kids, really important.
Yep.
But for grown-ups, multivitamins more than ever at this time of the year.
In my defence, a lot of little fancy foods came out in spoons. And I thought, is that all we're going to get? You know, when you have, it looked like, I don't know, a sort of a...
It was kingfish.
Was it? I mean, it looked...
And a steak tartare.
Oh,
was
yum.
It? Like when you can't even tell what's in the spoon. I thought it was lychee.
Were you waiting for the burger?
Well, he got one.
Yeah, he got one.
And this is just untenable, the situation. So let's give me a cheeseburger quick.
Unbelievable. Cheeseburger. It was just appalling.
And then the calamari came out, and then some beef, which was nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, the things just in spoons, not enough for grown boys.
I understand. Thanks, but get on the multivitamin. That is a good tip, I think, especially at this time of year.
Yep. And then he had the chunky chips.
Oh, yum.
Oh, they came with the burger. The A to Z of vitamins, however, is brought to us by Go Healthy. Listen up, Ed. For healthy energy and vitality, try New Zealand's number one premium supplement, now available in Australia. Winner of our $100 gift voucher for Chemist Warehouse. Who should
that
go
is
to?
This week, Sally and Ed, is Tammy from Wonga Park, who rang timely about liver support. So, Tammy, you are the winner of the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher for today.
Good on you, Tammy. Enjoy that. Now, the House of Wellness TV show, because the cricket's on today on Channel 7. We're on 7.2 this afternoon from 2 p.m. Having a look at intermittent fasting, whether it's a good thing, not worth it, we'll discuss that. And you, Gerald, are out on the road doing something very strange. I saw a glimpse on our preview monitor.
We're talking about vitamins and the role in particular organs across the body. So they may have involved a bit of body painting.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Probably best to watch it after lunch, not before.
Don't ask these questions.
I'll be tuning in.
Don't want to know the answers. Have a great weekend. Lovely to have you here with us, Sal.
Have a great Sunday, everybody.
See you, Sally. Bye, Ed.
See you next week on the House of Wellness.